Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we have been talking about all the different aspects of hearing the voice of the Lord. This is something, if you can gain the confidence that you are hearing from Him clearly, that you are receiving healing and direction directly from Him, if you're growing in that confidence and ability, there's nothing impossible for you. That's the converse of all things are possible. It's like there's nothing impossible for you. What would it be like to live your life with that peace and confidence and rest? To know that every day you're prepared, you are ready for what is coming. God's not about making us whole, giving us that authority and confidence and strength just so we can sit in a closet. There are things that He's doing already, but that He wants us involved in for our sake. Lord, right now, I ask You to stir up the desire in Your people to know You better, to know You best. Lord, give us each a new vision, a new desire, a new goal, a reason to put aside those things that so easily distract us, a reason to be willing to go through the pain that so often accompanies being healed, that justifies the embarrassment that comes from trying something new and being willing to make mistakes. Lord, give us a taste of You right now, Lord. And we come against and deal with, Lord, whatever, however You want to do so, any interference that is keeping You from being able to reveal what is coming tomorrow for each one of us. We want to be prepared. And we know that You want us to be prepared, so we know that we're all on the same page. Lord, You have a specific path for each one of us, a specific starting point, and a specific list of things that each one of us needs to overcome, embrace, and be healed of. So we're not going to compare ourselves, but we are going to take up the challenge of learning to live as a spirit being now, as a joint heir with Christ now, as a co-inheritor of everything that He has, that Your Son received from You, we have also received because we are in Him and in You. Lord, that boldness that comes from having seen with our own eyes and experienced with our own heart and mind and body your love, your power, your authority. Give us whatever experiences we need. Don't let us be satisfied with anything less than everything you have for us right now, today. Lord, change our hearts. Change our minds. Change our wills to conform to Spirit. Lord, be quick in showing us where we are resistant to you, where we are still controlled by our self life, but also, Lord, don't let us become self-critical. In fact, Lord, let us teach us mercy for ourselves first. Lord, each one of us has 24 hours a day. How many of those 24-hour-a-day periods we've already experienced has nothing to do with the 24-hour-a-day period we have today. You don't care how old we are or how young we are or what our physical or financial or geographic situation is. All you're looking for is a yielding and a desire. And Lord, we trust that any desire that we do have, you have given it, and you therefore promise its fulfillment. Teach us, Lord. Calmly and quickly restore that relationship between our soul and our spirit so that we can indeed experience and enjoy the spirit life that you sent your Son to restore. We want eternal life now. That's your promise through your Son. And we want it now. It's available now. We want it now. Lord, help us to redeem the time so that we stop thinking in terms of time. That you can get done in us and through us in one day what we think will take 1,000 years. Change our outlook on time. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears, open our heart to the new things you want to show us. Lord, that we can behold that all things have become new. Right now, right in front of us. And Lord, specifically for those who are facing major issues, physical, medical issues, Lord, I would ask that you would intervene, give wisdom where wisdom is necessary. But Lord, healing specifically, especially the surgeries and the cancer that are coming about right now, Lord, give wisdom to the family. Give wisdom in the decision making. Lord, show your way for health, for dealing with the decision-making process. And Lord, give us courage to do things your way. So Lord, again, we come against any interference, any witchcraft, any cursing or false blessing, any diversion, any distraction. We send you back where you came from. You have no place in my house, in your house. Lord, we ask for your presence to restrain any area that does have a legal right to be here. Lord, we want to come to that place where, just as it was said of your son, that the enemy came to him and found no inroad. He found nothing in him. There was no wound that had not been healed. There was no deceit or turning or self-life. Lord, that's our goal as well. That we would be able to still do battle. We'll still have battles to fight in. But we won't be encumbered by unhealed wounds and believing lies. We'll be able to do those battles as spirit that has a soul and lives in a body. So thank you, Lord, ahead of time for what you're doing in all of our lives, but specifically for giving us a fresh desire, stirring up the vision for what you want for each one of us specifically. A new desire that's specific. So thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. So we've been talking about becoming more precise and confident in hearing God's voice. And we started last week talking about how to test what you're hearing. Now, this is going to become so common for you to do that you're going to do this without even thinking about it. And all it is testing by asking. It's not hard, it's not difficult, because like all of our teaching, all of what we're learning, it's all dependent on God doing it. If it was up to us, you and I, to know him, we would not be able to do it. But because it's God's desire, it's an easy thing. Because he's doing the work. He's opening our ears, making himself known, healing our wounds, giving us the encouragement, the opportunity to learn. He is the one changing us into spirit beings that, with a soul that is submissive in its posture towards spirit, and a body that is filled with eternal life as well. It's all his idea, and he has a plan for each of us as to how he wants to work that out now on this earth during your lifespan. So how do you test? Now, you're going to make this your own, but this is a starting point, this little phrase. Is that you, Lord? Or God, is that you? Lord, is that you? And all you do when you're doing that is you're turning back to him. When you are, because this is so often what happens, is we start hearing something and we go, oh, you know, oh God, is that you? Is that the enemy? What if that's my own flesh? That's just my own mind telling me. And we get distracted by the questions. And we all know how hard it is to hear anything when there's nothing but all these voices that sound like us and that are us. So instead, have that one simple phrase that when that starts happening, when you start being distracted, start hearing multiple questions, multiple answers, or even silence. Lord, is that you? So remind yourself that knowing God is simple. We want to make it complex because it's easier for us to handle when there's a whole bunch of steps and it gives the soul something to do. But this is really a simple approach to knowing God. Again, putting the ball back in his court and letting him do the work. That's what he wants. So we want to keep it as simple as possible. So say you hear his voice in whatever sense is real to you. Say you ask, Lord, I have a question for you. Why do I struggle with this? And say you hear something, and whatever that means, you're going to develop this habit of as soon as you hear, doesn't have to be a big, long sentence, can just be, because I love you. It can be, well, ask me again tomorrow, or you know the answer. Lord, is that you? Now, sometimes you may not hear anything when you ask that question. And we're going to talk about some broad situations here. But over time, one of the things that you're hopefully going to learn is that any of these situations, it's the process that's going to be the teacher. God is going to give you opportunity throughout your classroom experience, your training, to deal with different obstacles in different ways. That's why we're not developing a set pattern other than using a phrase to turn back to God. To turn it back to, God, this is between you and I. It's not about the question. It's not about the distraction. It's not about the enemy interference. This is between you and me, Lord. Lord, is that you? I'm hearing something. Is that you? So say you hear yes. How do you know it's the Lord? This is why it's so important that you spend as much time with him as possible. Because what have we been talking about? He's cleaning out your ears. He's sharpening your senses so that partially you will just know. But when you're starting out, remember, there are two voices that speak to the sheep. The butcher and the shepherd. Is the voice, is the yes, is that voice that you're hearing reflecting the qualities of our loving God? Is he gracious and loving? Is the voice encouraging, accepting, honoring? Or is it condescending, condemning? Is it yes, arrogant, harsh, or even demeaning? As in, yes, you fool. This is the more time you spend with him, the more you will recognize love when you hear it. And it's not just the sappy, sweet, oh, everything's fine. Sometimes it can be very blunt. but it will still be loving. For instance, I've heard it said that God never yells. So if you hear someone yelling at you, it's not God. Now, I got to tell you, though, I think God reserves the right to communicate with us however he chooses. But even if he's yelling, has a sense of urgency, getting our attention, it will still be for our benefit, for our sake. Over here, come with me, rather than a threat, threatening or even coercion or fear-based. Now again, it would be so great if we could just learn a bunch of steps, or even the scriptures or songs or methodologies to be able to deal with every situation that we're going to come up against in life. But that's not God's idea for eternal life. It may be ours. Our human being, our soul wants to control how God speaks to us. But God is your guidance counselor. He's your personal trainer. And he's going to switch it up. And how he spoke with you yesterday isn't going to be the way he speaks with you today. So it's best to learn to rely on your inner knower to be able to recognize his voice rather than to rely on a set of guidelines. And again, there's that simplicity. How do you develop an inner knower? You spend time with him. Remember, your spirit is already in 100% communion and communication with God. So your spirit is already hearing and speaking and sharing. So the problem is not your relationship with God, spirit to spirit. The problem is your soul's relationship to your spirit. And that, too, is God's bailiwick. That's also his project. You are his purpose. You are his project, bringing your soul into alignment with your spirit. And the only way that inevitably can be done is if your soul is healed and whole, not believing lies, and has learned to live with the authority and power that's already been given. Having all its senses tuned to what is going on in the supernatural realm so that it can accept the eternal life that is available in the spirit, in your spirit, right now. But just think, when your family and friends call you on the phone, how much do they have to say before you know it's them? As we habitually turn to the Lord first when trying to discern the origin of a voice, by turning to him first, we will avoid the mistake of going to others for confirmation. So now there'll be times when the Lord may encourage you to seek other counsel, like from your friend or spouse or scriptures or your even your pastor or even a stranger. But we go first to God. If what you're hearing, whether it's a big promise of what he's going to do, a new purpose and vision for your life, or if it's just encouragement, or if it's just his voice, who best to confirm its authenticity but God himself? If God himself can't tell you yes and make you confident and know that it's him, if he can't be the one to confirm that you're hearing from him, how can we possibly expect an outside source to do a better job than he can? God is the author and finisher of your faith, your belief system, your livelihood, your eternal life. He is responsible for your training. But fortunately, he's also gracious and generous and desires for us to know that we know him. Not just a little bit, not just as a God or somebody who has given us salvation, something that has ensured, okay, we're not going to go to hell, we're going to go to heaven. But the more we get to know him, we find out he is a being, he is a person, not like us. But then again, since he created us, we are, our kind of being is included in him. But he has so much he wants to share with us. So much he wants to create with us. Remember, we've talked about him, his nature is to love. He is a loving being. But what that looks like is that he gives. So he's making us able to receive. So right now, in the condition we're in, he wouldn't be able to share what he truly wants to share with us, because we would not know. We would not be able to bear it. We would not be able to interpret it. It might even kill us, destroy our body, our physical body, or even our soul. But that's why he's changing us, so he can share with us everything he wants to share with us. So why doesn't he just make himself clear? This is what you're supposed to do, and this is what I'm going to do, and sign on the dotted line, we have a contract. Because the goal is not the goal. Relationship is the goal. Being changed by him is the goal. The process is the goal. So the more time we spend with him, the easier it is on us to be able to hear him, receive direction, receive encouragement, and learn how to live as a spirit being on his terms. So we'll pick it up here at the same time next week. As always, feel free to drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. There's also a contact form on the website. As usual, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.